T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go! 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday. And it is a good one. We are 3 hours away from Heat and Pelicans. Love our song here. I'm so winded from the stupid Zion Williamson arguments that I can't even give you my my Morse code song.
I feel fine.
That's because you didn't do any punching. You were leaning.
I know. Like Zion does to the buffet table.
You. Funky Buddha Brewery brings you the 5 o'clock happy hour, and it's always a little extra special happy on a Friday.
You know what I'm doing? I'm playing rope-a-dope right now.
No, but you're not.
I'm just playing rope-a-dope.
You're playing rope-a-dope minus the rope-ah.
Because you're going to you're gonna.
That's funny.
The fat man's gonna punch himself out, and I'm gonna pick it up.
Crank it up for a sec, Solana. Come on, it is Friday. Woo! I want to get to Dan Day's montage. Got to get headlines, and I want to celebrate Shaq's birthday. Somebody texts in, and I don't know, this is apropos of nothing, but it's kind of right. Solana looks like he drinks miso soup by the gallon. You really do. You look like a miso soup drinker. Like, oh, I got a couple hours? Let me grab some miso soup.
He does.
All right, let's get the montage. Every Friday, 5 o'clock, Dan Day, who runs our affiliates. We've got Alejandro Solana. We've got Dan Day. Oftentimes, Jen Figueroa contributes to the program, but Dan Day all week long, and I see him right now across the window. He's behind the board at 560 The Joe, and then just to give everybody the heads up, so tomorrow night you can hear the Panthers game on 790 The Ticket and the Roberto Luongo retirement ceremony. That's on 790 The Ticket. It starts at 5:30. Now, on 560 The Joe tomorrow, you'll have Hurricane Syracuse basketball. That tips off at 4 o'clock. But, Dan, are you feeling proud of this week's montage?
Like Len says, yes, I am proud of what I do.
I saw Len, our program director, about 20 minutes ago in the hall, and I asked him, are you proud of what you do? And he said, not today, really. And I said, nah, I feel the same way. All right, so anyway, Dan Day takes, in case you missed any of our show, we know sometimes you can give us 5 minutes, sometimes you can give us 15 minutes, sometimes you can give us a couple hours or whatever. Can't hear anything. Can't hear everything. And so Dan Day takes some of the best moments that have transpired on the air during the week. He puts it all to music, and here it is, the week that was.
Crowd pleasers. Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war.
In your mind, the New Orleans Pelicans, they won that trade hands down. Getting Zion and adding those other young pieces to this roster for the future.
No, I didn't say they won the trade hands down.
There's a highlight.
It doesn't look like a hand washer.
I know a hand washer.
I know a hand washer when I see one.
You're a hand washer.
I am a hand washer.
Ay-ay-ay, que seso.
And they won a Grammy last year.
saying rah-rah-rah-rah-rah.
Yeah.
Don't go to that devil show.
Why not?
Man, it says people are watching down.
Power of Christ compels you.
That's the highlight of my day.
Everything that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle.
Not a five
the pyramids, thousand. The triangle. You look on your money, the triangle. The Bermuda, the triangle.
Father, give me some more words of wisdom on my way out.
Never touch the bottom of the toilet seat. You're a terrible boyfriend.
Hey, look at what I got you. I got you some Atkins bars. We're going to go work out. Look at this vacuum. Look at this.
Highlight.
Yeah, Joe, when I was there, my last name is Crowder, and then Crowder Boulevard or Street was where all the strip clubs are, but I don't know if Hawk wants to take his kids there.
I can only recommend restaurants.
I almost got killed by a rogue dolphin.
But who hasn't? Who hasn't?
There you go. The little one got the ball. He hit it to the other little one. Ooh, he kicked the hell out of that one. Go!
Delicioso.
When's Cinco de Mayo this year?
I think it's in May.
They're doing it again in May.
Yeah,
this
they're
year?
Doing it in May. Right. They're not all moving right. it
so
yet.
So they won't be in March.
I'd like to see Solana in a rap battle.
Garbage.
Hi.
Here is my Mount Rushmore of donut flavors at Dunkin' Donuts. Chocolate frosted, Boston cream, maple frosted, and munchkins. What do you think?
Or do we have any donut holes in the equation on this one, too?
Munchkins.
Is there a difference between mint and peppermint?
Maybe a little pepper. What are you going to do?
No, I didn't say they won the trade hands down.
Munchkins.
I'm pleased.
Favorite part is the flurry of video game sounds at the end. Y'all did yourself again, Dan. Nice job.
All you guys, man. Thanks so much.
When I hear Joel Myers, the Pelicans play-by-play guy there, like when you isolate that dude sounds mad.
There was a lot of isolating moments over the week. I have figured I stopped the tape a lot of times just to kind of like do things. Munchkin was my favorite.
That was funny as hell. Well done. Dan Day. That was excellent.
Big man Joe.
Real quick, let's get headlines so that I can celebrate Shaquille O'Neal's birthday. Solana, can you give us some quick headlines here?
The Miami Heat, they play the Pels tonight.
Let's go. We're betting the Heat tonight, +1.5.
I like it.
They handled the Greek Freak earlier this week. Let's see if they can handle the Greece Freak.
There you go.
Hey.
8 p.m. I just stole that from Hawk, by the way. 8 p.m. on Fox Sports Sun tonight, and ESPN, and $7.90 the ticket.
All right.
Tomorrow on $7.90 the ticket, it's the Florida Panthers. They host the Montreal Canadiens. You can also hear the Roberto Luongo jersey retirement ceremony. That's all beginning at 5:30.
Right. Now, if you're going to the BB&T Center tomorrow for the Roberto Luongo retirement ceremony, and that place should be packed, doors open at 4 o'clock, and they're asking everyone to be in their seats by 5 o'clock. And Roberto Luongo deserves that. And we were there yesterday doing the show. I stayed for the game last night. It was really fun. But they're giving everyone that comes tomorrow for the Panthers-Canadiens game, everyone who comes gets a replica banner that will be raised to the rafters in honor of Roberto Luongo. And the first 2,000 people through the door are going to get a replica Roberto Luongo locker. It's like a little box that you can put on your desk, almost like bobblehead size, but it's a locker. So tomorrow, if you're a hockey fan, you should really be at the BB&T Center. They're going to retire Roberto Luongo's jersey. What else you got there, Solandria?
Also tomorrow, Miami Hurricanes basketball team, men's basketball team, plays their final regular season game of the year. They host Syracuse 4 p.m. from the Watsco Center. That game is on 560 The Joe.
All right. Anything else?
At 3:30 tomorrow, Inter-Miami at D.C. United. It's Inter-Miami's second ever game. You can hear that game on Univision. Chris Whittingham, friend of the show, is on the call.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
What was that?
I was going to say, right. I was going to correct you that you can't hear it on Univision, that you can watch it on Univision. Then I was like, hey, I got to get to this Shaq thing.
Finally, Today is National Dentist Day.
As much as I want to poke and prod, I tried to make the decision to move on, but then you forced me to show my hand. All right, go ahead. What else?
Finally, today is National Dentist Day.
They get a day for abusing people?
Who's celebrating National Dentist Day?
Nobody. Because nobody.
No, not you.
Nobody enjoys to go there.
No, not you.
Me and Brad have a nice outing plan tonight.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, anytime I get a response from you on the text machine, I save it and retire it like a jersey.
He's ridiculous.
Okay, you have weather? I lost track.
Yeah, I do have weather.
Okay.
It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-50s across South Florida. You can expect a 0% chance of rain into the night. That's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Shaquille O'Neal is celebrating a birthday today. He is 48 years old. He's younger than me, huh? It's like he looks older than me, to me.
Huh?
Although with the hair, we probably look the same age.
You think you look younger than Shaq?
Yes.
Hawk.
Yeah.
You my dude. But you know something. You know something means coming after that.
I think I look younger than Shaq.
No, Hawk.
Yeah, I think so.
Hawk.
I'm telling you.
You got the white beard. You got
He walks with like a hunch and a limp and, you know.
You walk with the duck feet.
I'm duck feet.
I don't know.
I think I look younger than Shaq. He's only 2 years younger than me.
But you're aged. You're like wine. You had the vineyard too long.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong on this one. Lou Costello also was born on this day in 1906.
Closer to Lou than Shaq.
From Abbott and Costello. So here is my this is one of my favorite moments because this is when NBA on TNT became similar to our show, or I guess our show is similar to theirs. Shaq is there. Kenny Smith is there. Ernie Johnson is there.
And Chuck.
Is Charles Barkley there?
He's there, but he didn't participate in this.
Okay. So this is a conversation. Kenny Smith tells the fellas that he wants to buy this new truck, but it's $80 every time you have to fill the gas tank. And Shaquille O'Neal has a solution for it, which, by the way, is the correct solution.
Well.
No, there's no well.
Eh.
Everyone can judge for themselves. Happy birthday, Shaquille O'Neal. Here is where Shaquille O'Neal showed his intellectual superiority over Kenny Smith by explaining how he could still buy the truck that he wanted and not have to face the problem of spending $80 every time he has to go fill the tank of gas.
Yeah, because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
Yeah. But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend 80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend 80, right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll be cool. 80,
Kenny,
the same amount of gas.
Kenny, I'm driving the same
amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering.
Nobody travel more than me.
This is bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the Moon.
So this is bordering on that. You're telling me that I wouldn't have to if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much.
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation is about.
Times 20 is 80 because I'm gonna stop four times.
No, you're not gonna stop four times. No, you're not gonna stop four times. Not in 1 week. You're not.
Anyway,
Kenny,
the West Coast is closer than the Moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay 80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay 20.
No,
back
it won't get to half by. Right, but if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40,
again.
20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
It's going to be 20.
Not half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
I am.
Listen, OK, Okay.
So if I every day, if I did, if I just
no, you ain't gonna have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
I'm not playing.
Don't play me right now.
I'm sorry. Like, I really want to know because Ernie, I want to get this car, but no, I really want to save gas money.
You're complaining.
Please tell me. Listen. I want to know how I'm gonna save gas money.
You're complaining about the $80.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm complaining.
Zero, okay. 80. So at zero is 80.
No question.
So right at full is 80, right?
Yes.
So if it gets to half, that'll be 40, right?
No question
so
about it.
So if you put 20 in, then you bring it back up to 3/4. Right?
No, if I put 20 in it, it gets to 1/4.
Jeez, yeah.
But it'll be 3/4. It'll be 3/4 full.
3/4 empty.
No, 3/4 full.
But who's on first?
This.
Yeah.
You know what?
But who's on first?
Nobody travels more than me.
Happy birthday, Shaquille O'Neal. I think his solution is great. Again, the question is not how much gas does the truck need. The problem that is presented by Kenny Smith is I don't want to spend $80 to fill the tank. And Shaq says, rightfully, if you fill the tank when it gets to halfway, you will never spend $80 filling the tank.
I'm so happy Shaq's rich because he is financially illiterate.
No, he's right. There's nothing. There was no question asked about is it going to cost the same or not. There was one problem presented. I go to fill my car or my truck at the gas station. I don't want to hand them $80. And he solved the problem. Yeah. If it gets to half, consider it empty. It'll cost you $40.
He should stop every gas station and put $1 in.
But that's not the problem that was...
Then it's $1, it's not $20, and, okay. So then it's even better.
No.
Because if he puts in $1 even saving more money.
But this is where you move the parameters of the argument. Kenny Smith never said that he was looking to save money. He said he was looking to spend not $80. Now,
so
if he said...
You're giving him an answer to spend $40. I'm giving an answer to spend $1.
And if he said, I don't want to spend $2, your answer would be appropriate. You have to only put $1 in. But if the problem is, I don't want to stop, fill the truck with gas, and have to fork over $80, Shaq gave him a perfect solution. Your tank is empty at half, so when you fill it, it's only $40.
Don't go broke, Hawk.
There's no going broke
there.
Don't
go broke.
How is that going to send you to go broke?
You're financially illiterate.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Spend $40 twice is better than spending $80?
No, but it is the same, but you're never spending $80 at once, right?
You and Shaq.
If you spend $40 separately twice a week, have you ever spent $80 at one time?
You filled your tank up for $80.
Not what I'm asking. Have you spent $80 at one time if you have spent $40 separately twice during the week?
Time is money.
No.
And you just wasted time breaking up the 80.
No, that's not.
You spent $85 stopping twice because you could have been
doing
something productive.
But that's not the problem that was presented. It's why I love that argument, because Shaq is right on, and most people are so blind they can't even see it.
Shaq's blind. That's why his eyes are so close.
Happy birthday, Shaquille O'Neal. He kilted it on that one. Ira Winderman is going to kilt it with us next. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. Ira is in New Orleans, and we'll talk a little Zion and what else? See what it's like to travel, I guess, with coronavirus hanging around there. Ira's still traveling all over the place. I got to go to New Orleans in a couple of weeks. So anyway, we'll talk heat.
Are you scared?
I'm debating whether I really want to go or not.
Yeah.
I'm debating. But then what am I going to do? So I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to lock myself in the house. So you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So then what am I? Because I was thinking last night when I went to the Panthers game, like, do I really want to go to the Panthers game? I'm like, well, what am I going to do, though? I'm not going to sit in a room.
No.
So you're still going to see people. So if you take precautions, I don't know. Ira Winderman next. We'll do 15 minutes of heat. I want to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Before we get to them, this would be a great way to enter the weekend, or as Crowder says, penetrate the weekend.
What?
I know it's not hurricane season right now, but if you take care of getting Impact Windows and Doors for your home now, when hurricane season does roll around, you can relax knowing that you took care of it all. And I did that last year, and so now it's smooth sailing. You get those PGT custom windows and doors installed from BNT, and I'm telling you, you just feel safer the moment that everything is done. And this is the time of year you start thinking about tax refunds. If you're getting a tax refund,
Man, I can't think of a better way to use it than PGT Impact Windows and Doors from BNT. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, they are the way to go. They'll come out to your house. They'll show you exactly which Impact Windows will serve you well, and boom, you will be on your way. So give them a call before the weekend starts. Give BNT a call, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. 15 minutes of heat with Ira Winderman from Narlins. That's next on Hockman and Crowder. Well, Friday, 15 minutes of heat. Heat have won four in a row. Tonight, though, Zion. Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's the Greek freak. Crowder has dubbed Zion Williamson the Grease freak. Dude loves a greasy meal.
Boy. Just grease, period. They don't need a meal.
15 minutes of heat brought to you today by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira Winderman covers the NBA and the Miami Heat for the Sun Sentinel. He is in New Orleans, I'm guessing, right? He's in New Orleans for the big one tonight. I am looking forward to this game more than I can recall looking forward to a Heat game this season. Let me think about that. The D-Wade game, I was looking forward to halftime.
Yeah.
And I'm really into watching Zion play, and I want to see what Bam can do against him. And
the Bucks game, though, as the best team in the East, I was interested in that.
Right, but I've seen Giannis before. Yeah. Like, we've never seen Zion go up against the Heat, yeah. So this will be fun. Ira Winderman is there. Hello, Ira.
Hello, gentlemen. I am here. I'm trying to touch nothing in my hotel room. I try to touch nothing on the airplane. We all collectively threw one person overboard, when he, if that's what you call it on a plane, when he started coughing, locked another in the laboratory and blocked it. So, yeah, traveling's really fun. I don't know if you noticed my Twitter account. Literally the first thing I did when I got to the hotel, I heard you guys talking about this stuff at the top of the show, is took two tissues, put the remote control in a Ziploc bag, and yes, it does work in a Ziploc bag. So I am as hermetically sealed as I can be.
Yeah, you have to take precaution. It was funny during the last commercial break. Crowder just said, oh, I got to go get something out of the fridge or put something in the fridge or whatever. And I said, don't talk or touch anyone out there, because I don't want him to come back in here. I've disinfected the studio, and
I made it through. But
imagine traveling. I mean, seriously, you can't win. At a certain point, you know, I know you were talking to Solana at the top. It's not a humorous thing. You have to be serious and all that. But you also sort of have to live. And so, I mean, all these people are getting out there, you know, the Clorox wipes and alcohol wipes and wiping off the airplane. But there's still someone sitting next to you.
Sure.
And if that person puts their arm on the armrest, I had a guy next to me did everything. It's like he hired a hazmat unit. His seat was immaculate and all that. And then he started coughing without covering his mouth.
Right. Yeah.
So it's sort of like, I'm taking care of myself, but all you other people are on your own.
Ira, I'm telling you, man, say take it easy to them. It's a very nice way of telling them stop what they're doing, just turn and be like, hey, big man, take it easy over there.
You see, what I do is I just start coughing and I'm going, I never should have taken that trip to China. Usually you wind up with an empty seat next to you that way. It's like the Curb episode when he puts on the Made America Great hat in California and everyone moves to a different table.
Right.
So I think I'll adopt that approach.
I said it's the perfect way to keep the middle seat in between you open. Yeah, you know, the person's starting to look. You start coughing. They'll move on to another seat. But we're going, like my wife and son and I, we're going to New Orleans in a couple of weeks for spring break. But I'm not 100% certain that we're going to go.
Well, I got to tell you, room 711 has been sanitized. So if no one comes in between now and then, you get this room, you're going to be fine. Literally everything I could is in a Ziploc bag. That's why I took them. So you do what you can do. And then even at night, my night table, I put a little towel there, and then I put my stuff and glasses on top of that. But you know what? I'm going to an arena with 20,000 people, and I know now they canceled the Kaiyosho Festival. They canceled Ultra. It's kind of interesting that they're canceling outdoor events, and yet I'm in this sort of non-hermetically sealed building with 20,000 people a night, you know, so it's like you almost expect someone to cough in the upper deck and the game will just stop and everyone will turn and look up to section 302 with some poor guy. It's just kind of a weird dynamic deciding how far to go, how safe to be, when not to be in a group. And the fact that if you're not going to live your life, then you're sort of giving in to a degree also. It is a tough call right now.
Right.
I digress.
I say you use common sense. Keep your hands clean. Disinfect the area around you. And, you know, you see someone openly coughing, you probably should avoid that person. But right. I went to the Panthers game last night, and it was packed, right. Man. And I have a feeling Bostonians are germy, and there's a lot of Bostonians in that crowd. I don't want to paint with a wide brush, Ira.
I'm going to Tootsie
no,
Saturday.
No, but, they, you know, but they take it further. And, of course, if Bobrovsky was in there, they would have coughed up more goals.
Hey-o,
but either way, you can't win.
Hey-o. Tonight, I am so excited for this game tonight. So how will they stop him? Bam stopped Giannis a few nights ago, right? Can we say that definitively?
I heard you talking at the top of the show with Crowder about that. But remember, they did not start Bam Adebayo on Giannis because they did not want to get him into foul trouble. They started Derrick Jones Jr. on him. I think tonight, I mean, he's been giving up literally, what, 70 pounds? Ooh. I think they'll start Derrick Jones Jr. on him because, remember, they do start a center in Derek Favors. I think Bam will guard him. I think they'll shade. They'll offer help from their other players against him. The Pelicans have a great starting lineup. Lonzo Ball is playing great basketball, like he was projected coming out of college before his Lakers experience. You have Drew Holiday, who is a pro's pro, you know, as good as anyone out there with his tenure in the league. You have Brandon Ingram, who's playing great all-star-level basketball. I think the key to this game is to try to get some way Zion into foul trouble. You know, I don't know how they're going to do that, but I think that's a key right there. I think getting to the Pelicans' bench is key. The Pelicans are the best bad team in the NBA because they basically restarted their season when Zion came on in midseason.
And I were talking about it's funny, I was going to ask you that about Bam, especially tonight, being more aggressive offensively. He's only averaging 11 attempts per game this season, and now if Bam has to guard him, now you can get him in trouble if Bam's more aggressive. I mean, if Zion has to guard Bam, but if Bam more aggressive tonight, but just Bam being aggressive because he's a damn NBA All-Star.
Yeah, I agree. And Jimmy also. Jimmy Butler, I think, steps back a little. Jimmy's a guy who can get some of the foul trouble. Here's the problem. With the Heat lineup they're starting, I would expect Zion Williamson to guard Derrick Jones Jr., and honestly, how much foul trouble are you going to get into guarding a guy like Derrick who doesn't take that many shots? I think what has to happen, the way you get Zion in foul trouble is pick and rolls and a more aggressive Jimmy Butler. I think this is the night that Jimmy Butler has to get to the foul line 10, 12, or even more times. That's how you get them in trouble. But the Heat still have this lineup that you can hide a player, that you can put a player on Derrick Jones Jr. Honestly, you can put a player on Duncan Robinson. It's not like he's going to drive on you. You just have to chase him through screens and stop three-pointers. So you have that option also. So I think the Pelicans will be able to hide Zion on straight-up defense. I think it's the Heat pick-and-roll game that gets him in trouble. And that does include, Channing, you're right, Bam Adebayo being aggressive. There are certain games they can sit back and take the pulse of the game. I think, and I agree, this is a game tonight. Both have to be more aggressive because the Pelicans can flat out score if you don't get to the line and you let them play in transition.
I never ask you to do this, but I'm so fascinated with tonight's game. What do you think happens tonight? The Pelicans are a 1.5-point favorite over the Heat. I think that says something about the Heat. I'm really confused as to what I think is actually going to happen. The Heat, record-wise, are a much better team. Zion is an unstoppable force, although the other night when he was coming off the second night of a back-to-back, he was not an unstoppable force. He looked lumbering. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're desperate. I think the Pelicans are desperate. This might be their last chance rodeo tonight. After they lost that Dallas game, they can't keep giving ground to Memphis, who's playing so well for that last playoff spot. So I think they come out and put everything on it. I think this is the kind of game where we've spoken about this before. The Heat are very good about concentrating on one player. We remember going back, of course, to when Mario Chalmers helped shut down Jeremy Lin during Lin's sanity that year. We saw on Monday against Giannis, it was everyone against Giannis. They were going to let anyone else beat them. I think it's the same way tonight. I think the Pelicans can beat the Heat, especially the way the Heat are on the road, which they're awful. And I think it'll be someone else. I think instead of the headline tomorrow being Williamson leads Pelicans over Heat, I could see the headline being tomorrow, Ingram leads Pelicans over the Heat, or Ball leads Pelicans over the Heat. So I think the Heat will focus on Zion Williamson and basically say, anyone else try to beat us. The thing is, the Pelicans have a lot of other guys who can beat you. They are hurt a little bit. J.J. Redick is still out. He's going to miss at least another week. That helps. They don't have the shooters. But you know what? Until the Heat prove it on the road, why would I have any faith of the Heat on the road? The Heat's last road game, we all want to forget this, they blew a 22-point lead in Cleveland. So I'm not sure I would ever go with the Heat on the road until they show me there's something sustainable about them on the road.
All right, we're speaking about that Cleveland game. After the All-Star break, the Heat went 1-3 with losses to Atlanta, Minnesota, and Cleveland. Then they go on a 4-0 run with a 16-point win over Milwaukee. What happened? What did they figure out in from that 1-3 start to the 4-0 finish?
One, they settled in at home. Two, I think the Heat's the kind of team when there are bigger challenges, when there's a good Dallas team, when there's a good Milwaukee team, I think they get up for those games more. I mean, remember, Channing, they almost totally blew it in that Orlando game where the Magic had a game-time three-point attempt from Aaron Gordon as time ran out. I think the Heat step up to moments. They're very good at that. So the question is, has Eric Spoelstra instilled enough tonight to convince his players this is a moment? This is a nationally televised game on ESPN. This is them showing they're not the Sixers and they don't capitulate on the road. So maybe we'll see it. But I think the good thing about the Heat in the playoffs is they'll only play good teams. I think the Heat let their guard down sometimes because I think the style they play is exhausting to go hard on every single play to make up for the talent deficit. So tonight we'll see, is this a motivational moment? Hey, I know the Heat, they could win tonight and then lose Sunday at Washington because that's just how they are when it's not a moment.
Reminder, you can always watch the game tonight as well on Fox Sports Sun, and
correct,
you can listen to the game on 790 The Ticket. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is with us. You mentioned in one of your answers Duncan Robinson. He shot the lights out the other night. You posted something today. It made me laugh. On sunsentinel.com, the inside story on how the Heat's Duncan Robinson became a sex symbol. Now, he has become a sex symbol?
He showed up for work the last two games with this big red circular mark on the left side of his neck.
Mm-hmm.
It went viral on the internet
it
about Duncan Robinson's hickey. You know, and it took off on its own. So I went up to him today and I said, how exactly did you become a sex symbol? And you know him. I mean, I don't mean condescending, but he sort of is a cross between Howdy Doody and Opie. I mean, he just does not have a sex symbol type of look about him. And he just, again, he's been doing this for a week. It is not a hickey. Wesley Matthews scratched me when we played the Bucks last week. That's where it came from. But it reached the point where his girlfriend, who is from out of state, even called and asked him about it. So he is running back as far as he can from the thing. He will show anyone it's a scratch mark. You can see it's a fingernail. It starts here. It ends there. But I'm not buying it. I even asked him flat out, would you be willing to pose for a magazine? So I think this is a completely new Duncan Robinson we're experiencing.
Who knew? Sometimes guys just blow up and just becomes their moment to shine.
I had a hickey in college. I took a pencil eraser and I rubbed my skin off in the middle to make it look like a sore.
You are one of the weirdest guys that
but
I
isn't that smart though
met.
To
no.
make a to
will,
make to make a scab in the middle?
No. Or I recommend he just takes the iron in his hotel room, puts it against his neck, so then that way it'll just obliterate.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
He's done that before, too, but I can't tell you why.
If I ever iron my clothes, I would have an iron. It's funny. I was going to ask you earlier, you were talking about it. What do coaches tell the players? Because I actually, talking to Clinton Portis back in the day, he said he would walk out and see if there was a blimp over the stadium, and he knew it was a nationally televised game, so he'd play harder. Do players know where the game is televised to know what they need to do or do something different
you know
or do something more?
It is totally changed for this reason. Because of League Pass, every game is national. It used to be players would say, oh, I want to send my parents back home in Idaho to see the game. You know, this is a chance for people to see us. I think that dynamic has changed. Maybe during the playoffs or those showcase Saturday games when there aren't as many other games. But now it's every game is national. It's not like, oh, I want my family back home in California to see me. I don't think that's as big a deal. It's not like Monday Night Football or even Sunday Night Football because your game is on, but so are seven other games also. So I think the league pass mentality that you can watch your team and you can be seen everywhere, I think is really taken away from the, oh, we're ESPN tonight or, oh, we're TNT tonight. I don't think it is what it once was.
Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel. Quickly on the way out here, Deion Waiters is a Laker. That's quite a turn for his career.
Yeah, you know what? And they're still going to give a tryout to J.R. Smith also. It's such a nominal amount, not that $500,000 is nominal, that they still could cut him to find the best fit for that roster spot. I'd almost like you to go on your gambling app and let me know what the odds are he'll even finish the season with the Lakers. I think this is very much of a tryout contract for Deion. When Deion is at his best and out of trouble, he's absolutely a playoff-worthy player. But we haven't seen that for about 3 years. So I think no matter how it's being cast, it really is a tryout for Deion Waiters. One blip, one whatever, you can put your punchline in there, and it'll be over. And there's still a chance it could be J.R. Smith instead. There's still a chance it could be Jamal Crawford instead.
Does LeBron have to give the thumbs up for bringing in any of those guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you kid yourself.
Are you really asking that, or are you just trying to get to the answer that you want?
Yeah, Jenny, I don't know if you know this, but when you go to Staples Center, LeBron stands at the gate like at the Velvet Rope and does a thumbs up or thumbs down for every spectator. So yes, this very much ran through him.
That's funny, man. That would be great if Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith were on the court with LeBron at the same time. And it was like a Three Stooges episode. LeBron's head is going to explode. All right, Ira Winderman, he's in New Orleans. You have time to enjoy New Orleans at all? You get a beignet?
You know what? I walked around. I'm not in love with the city. I think Bourbon Street's one of those places you do a few times. I've been here for a bunch of Sugar Bowls. You sort of get over it, but the weather has been great, so I just felt I had to get outside yesterday. So, yes, I walked around, but no, I did not carry one of those big hurricanes around with me.
I would love to see you walking down Bourbon Street with a hurricane all sloppy drunk.
And don't creep.
And you know, if I did, you would immediately send a visual to Cedric McCorn, Greg Maxwell, and I know that he would sign off on it also.
100%.
Don't creep too far away from Canal Street on Bourbon. It gets weird down at the end.
So she's not a, well, okay. I'll leave it at that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Crowder has a great story. If you need help, he's got a good life hack for you. He could text it to you.
You know what? For a guy who's living hermetically sealed in a Ziploc bag, I don't think I'm going to take that advice at the moment.
Fair enough. Okay. All right, Ira Winderman enjoying gumbo in New Orleans. So do you have a prediction for tonight? If I said to you, you got to lay 1.5 with New Orleans, or you're taking the Heat +1.5?
I think I would take New Orleans and a tight win over the Heat with someone other than Zion Williamson leading them in scoring.
All right. There you go. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. You could see his latest about Duncan Robinson being a sex symbol. It is posted at sunsentinel.com. Thank you, Ira.
Now off to the big greasy. Thank you, fellas.
The grease freak. That is Ira Winderman with your 15 minutes of heat there.
What did you do with your hickeys back in the day?
I mean, if you got a hickey, it was a thing of pride back in the day.
But not if you run in the streets and you got a little lady.
But if you were getting a hickey, it should have been in middle school or the beginning of high school. If you were getting a hickey as an adult, then there.
No, bro.
Yes.
No, this is the misconception. It's not a passion mark. Sometimes it's a repercussion to what you're doing. If you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, that means she was trying to get away from you, and she was biting you. I hate to break it to you.
Greek freak. I'm a freak freak.
I can see what you were considering to be part of the plan, and it's not exactly.
I'm going to show you what the patty. I have a move called the patty melt.
I think.
You want to see the patty melt?
I think you need to go back in time and figure out what exactly you were considering.
So you grab the wrist.
Yeah.
I'll show you during the break. I'll show you.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by Funky Buddha Brewery, and it's a Friday. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, and Freaks Come Out at Night. That is the song that connotes the final segment of the week on Hockman and Crowder. I want to hear the montage one more time, Solana. Dan Day, he puts together a montage of the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. This was an exceptionally good week of radio. It was fun. Today was fun as hell. And I hope tonight for the Miami Heat, it'll be fun as hell as well. Here is a little look back. If you missed anything this week, here is Dan Day's look back on the week that was.
Highlights.
Crowd pleasers.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
What are you going to do? We're going to go to war.
In your mind, the New Orleans Pelicans, they won that trade hands down, getting Zion and adding those other young pieces to this roster for the future.
No, I didn't say they won the trade hands down.
There's love a that highlight. Guy.
Doesn't look like a hand washer.
I know a hand washer.
I know a hand washer when I see one.
You're a hand washer.
I am a hand washer.
Ay, ay, ay. ¿Qué es eso?
And they won a Grammy last year.
Yeah. Saying bruh, 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 bruh,
yeah.
Don't go to that devil show.
Why not?
Man, it says people are watching down.
Power of Christ compels you.
That's the highlight of my day.
Everything that we have known in history have been circulated around the triangle, the pyramids, the triangle. You look on your money, the triangle,
the triangle.
Bermuda, the triangle.
The Bermuda.
Triangle. Touch the bottom of the toilet seat. You're a terrible boyfriend.
Hey, look at what I got you. I got you some Atkins bars. We're going to go work out. Look at this vacuum. Look at this.
Highlight.
Yeah, Joe, when I was there, my last name is Crowder, and then Crowder Boulevard or Street was where all the strip clubs are, but I don't know if Hawk wants to take his kids there.
I can only recommend restaurants.
I almost got killed by a rogue dolphin.
But who hasn't? Who hasn't?
There you go. The little one got the ball. He hit it to the other little one. Ooh, he kicked the hell out of that one. Go!
Delicioso.
When's Cinco de Mayo this year?
I think it's in May.
They're doing it again in May.
Yeah,
this
they're
year?
Doing it in all May. Right, they're not moving
right,
it
so
yet.
So they won't be in March.
I'd like to see Solana.
You knew that off the top of your head.
Got it.
Hi.
Here is my Mount Rushmore of donut flavors at Dunkin' Donuts. Chocolate frosted, Boston cream, maple frosted, and munchkins. What do you think?
Do we have any donut holes in the equation on this one, too?
Munchkins.
Is there a difference between mint and peppermint?
Maybe a little pepper.
What are you going to do?
No, I didn't say they won the trade hands down.
Munchkins.
I'm pleased.
It's so well done. It's so great.
Dan kills it every week.
What are we going to do? We're going to war.
I love that. If you need more action for your fantasy sports life, you got to download the Prize Picks app. And then when you open an account, enter code 305 on the referral code, and you'll receive a free 2-pick to win $50. Really fun app. We use it almost every night. On the Prize Picks app tonight, based on fantasy points, over-unders on players playing that night. Jimmy Butler's fantasy points over tonight, 42.2. Zion is at 40 for tonight. Bam Adebayo, 44. Drew Holiday, Solana's pick, 39. So you will go over on Drew Holiday, Solana?
I don't know if I'm going over 39 fantasy points. I'm not sure. I'd have to think about that.
All right. What about Bam? See, Bam, I like the under on Bam, under 44. Zion, you know I play the over for every game. He burned me last game. And 40 seems high if you think the Heat are going to play good defense. Oh, no. Your guy is playing tonight, Spencer Dinwiddie.
I think I'm going to run away for a little bit.
You know who else is playing tonight, Solana? Caris LeVert. You got a you nailed it last time. They're playing, what the hell are they playing? I can't find it now. I just saw him up there.
The Spurs.
Caris LeVert, 38 is his over-under. You nailed it last time. Do you have a feeling?
I think my Caris LeVert takes, bless you, my Caris LeVert takes ended
coronavirus, man. I don't know what to tell you. But I covered my sneeze. Hold on, I'll spray some Lysol.
Get my
suck in that Lysol.
I need to get that little suit that Cuba Gooding Jr.
hazmat suit.
Cuba Gooding and old boy had with a little monkey.
Download the Prize Picks app today at the App Store or Google Play, or go to prizepicks.com. It really does change the way you'll watch the games tonight. And use the code 305, referral code 305. All right, we got to wrap things up here on this Friday.
Y'all have to check out J&K Roofing. If you were in the market and you were thinking about getting a new roof, something was wrong with your roof, J&K Roofing is South Florida's premier roofing company for over 40 years. Fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida is what they do. And I went down and talked to Donnie, and I asked him. I said, Donnie, how have y'all done this? How have y'all ran South Florida in roofing for over 40 years? He said, it's simple. We found out what's on customers' minds. All they want is quality and service. It is genius, and that's what J&K gives to you. High-quality roofing material and extremely skilled workers. They're experienced, respectful, and professional. They'll be on time. J&K, they're where you need to go. They have South Florida on lock. They understand the storms, the hurricanes, the tropical storms, the temperature, the moisture, all the different things down here that make roofing, you know, complicated. They know what to do with it. Roof restoration and waterproofing is what they do, and they will never spring up hidden charges on you. They will guarantee your roof is built to last. They'll give you a price, and they'll stick with it. Get your roof working the perfect order, and they'll get rid of anything that can cause future damage. They will have preventative stuff on your roof where you don't have to worry about it in the future when they come out and check you out. And the waterproofing. Something falls and hits your roof, you don't need a brand new roof, guys. Ladies, all you got to do is re-shingle that area, waterproof that area, and get you right back in the game to protect your palace. Shingle roofs, gravel roofs, tile roofs, they do them all. Residential and commercial. And for the commercial customers, they do not want to disrupt your business. They want to install, repair, replace your roof. But they are a business, and they don't want to disrupt yours. They understand making money. They'll meet with you in advance and find a window where they can get that roof right and not disrupt your business. You got to give Donnie or Julio a call at 954-961-ROOF. That's 954-961-7663 for J&K Roofing.
What a fun week of shows. Today was no different. Ira Winderman, Chris Whittingham be on the call for Univision tomorrow for the Inter-Miami game. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Will Manso, you'll see him on Fox Sports Sun tonight for the Heat-Pelicans game. You can use the Radio.com app and the Radio.com rewind feature if you want to go backwards and listen to anything that you may have missed. Nice job, Dan Day. Nice job, Alejandro Solana. Go Heat tonight, and we will speak with you from Twin Peaks el lunes.
Triangle.
I mean, I looked at a Magnum condom the way that I looked at the way that I look at the honors dorms when I visited colleges. That ain't for me.
I have a move called the patty melt.
I think
you want to see the patty melt.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.